Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And joining me in studio right now is Deb Mann. She is acting as a liaison for the city of Hancock and between the city and everything that's just kind of going on downtown in Hancock. If for some reason you've had no reason to cross the bridge or go through town, you might have noticed there's some construction going on in downtown Hancock. So we're going to talk about how that's affecting businesses, residents, traffic, and plans looking ahead in the future for when this is all done. So Deb, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having us.
Now, you get a chance to talk with both the construction crews, the businesses, and relay that information to the city. Can you first just tell me how that's all done?
Well, once a week, we have a meeting at City Hall in one of the side meeting rooms where Glenn Anderson, the city manager, OHM, the engineers of the project, Michigan Department of Transportation employees, OHM, MDOT. We also have the utilities like the fiber optics, the AT&T, gas, and electrical companies. So it's quite a coordination. We meet every Tuesday to go through the schedule of events and check the maps and see how we're doing and if anything needs to be coordinated between the two groups. I'm there to represent the businesses, and if the business owners have any questions or concerns or issues that are coming up about the construction, then I'll address that with the at the meeting site.
Well, it's good that they're doing that, because I have noticed just from being a innocent bystander through all this that there is a lot of communication going on, because there's so many moving parts to a project this big and how it affects so many people. This is not being haphazardly done. It's quite the group effort.
Correct. We have compared it to an orchestra where everybody is playing a specific part, and if you were to look at each individual thing, it's just a small portion, but when you put the whole coordination of effort together, it's an incredible commitment from everyone. And this has been a long process. I know it's been several years, I think 7 years in the making, so it's not an unexpected construction project. We've been working at this for a long time. The city's infrastructure was in definite need of upgrading and reconstruction. The city of Hancock is going to flourish, hopefully, once we have the beautiful downtown with the reconstruction of the city.
And if you're one of those who have to drive through, taking the detour, and we'll talk about all of that here in a bit, we hear you. We know it's a pain. We know it's congested. We know that, nobody likes a traffic light down at the other end of Hancock, that these are all things that, you don't normally have to deal with. Crossing the street, if you're crossing Hancock Street, is very difficult as a pedestrian. So all of those concerns, the city and the crews working on this, we're aware of this. And so steps have been done to minimize the impact as much as possible, to, I guess, shorten the time that, that people are inconvenienced, so that we, can get to that point where everybody can enjoy the benefits of having this done quicker and more smoothly.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've noticed is actually that the light and the center turn lane on Hancock Street has actually been very good. Surprisingly, we had only one accident, and it was not at... it was just someone who had pulled out in the wrong lane accidentally, thinking that it was still two lanes going in the same direction. So one of the things is that two-way traffic and the center turn lane has allowed traffic to flow pretty well. We did have a few issues where we had some water leaks on Hancock Street, and that in itself caused a disruption of the traffic. The stoplight at the corner, unfortunately, that's just a temporary position there. We've had a lot of comments about how people really actually like that. It really facilitates turning left on M203, but it is only temporary, and it probably will not meet the criteria for MDOT to keep it there in the end.
I am one of those that do like having that traffic light there, but I'm used to traffic lights being all over the place from downstate.
Sure.
A lot more rare up here. But yeah, making even the right-hand turn, onto Hancock Street when you're over there by Gino's restaurant.
Yes.
And at the angle that you're at, you know, if you want to see what's the traffic coming from the left, you have to almost turn all the way around in your car.
Poor visibility.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've actually been kind of, you know, grateful for that. But
right.
Yeah, no, it's not going to last. And eventually, like I said, if things will get back to quote unquote normal, only in a much improved normal. That also goes for the businesses that are operating in downtown Hancock. They are really shouldering much of the weight of the inconvenience here, because we took what is any business's bread and butter, and that's the traffic going right across their business front for those businesses downtown. What's the reaction so far?
The reaction from the majority of businesses is that it has not affected them as greatly as they thought. Foot traffic is down. Loyal customers still continue to go to the businesses. The issue is, as you said, that traffic that passes by and spontaneously stops. We don't have that access right now. Once Quincy Street and Reservation Street are paved, access going on Reservation Street up to White Street will be opened, and that first block of Quincy Street will also be open, so they will have access to parking directly in that area. It will be a blind end, but still, that visibility is only just a matter of a couple of weeks away.
And one of the things that I've heard, I believe people, you know, maybe we didn't do a great job of explaining it leading up into this, is that all of Quincy Street is not closed.
Correct.
Just because you can't make that right-hand turn there and then go up Reservation and then follow through US 41 down Quincy doesn't mean you can't go a couple of blocks and then move up to Quincy and then start hitting the businesses that way. All of that, you know, it's being done in stages.
Correct.
So at this point right now, I don't know where it quite stops. It's over by the post office somewhere in the area.
Texcoco is the intersection that's closed right now. So the first block of Ravine and then the first block of Quincy Street to the left with Texcoco closed. Texcoco will be paved during the time that they do the paving for Reservation in Quincy. So you will be able to access Texcoco Street and kind of make a loop around. So you'll be able to go up Reservation, across Quincy, and then down Texcoco Street. So it'll be a loop in front of those businesses. The plan actually is to start removing the sidewalks in the next block, the 200 block of Quincy, in this week. They thought perhaps they would be able to get at it last week, but they were not able to. So we're actually going to be starting to pre-prepare the next block for the major construction.
Following up on the that you mentioned, the sidewalks. I know they had to put some temporary sidewalks down so that you can still have foot traffic going to the businesses that are right in front of where the construction is. And also on a side note, from what I've heard, if you really want to have a great afternoon, sit at Casey Bonkers with a cup of coffee and watch the work. I mean, the people are
absolutely
doing this, watching the, you know, it's so interesting to see them ripping up streets.
Right.
So, you know, they have these temporary sidewalks. How are those working out?
Working out very well, very well. They have the temporary sidewalks. There were people that were crossing where they should not, so they basically ended up putting up rails or a barrier for people not to walk across the streets at areas that they shouldn't be. So you do have to make some little detour as you are walking, but the sidewalks can accommodate a wheelchair without an issue. They're firm. If they're digging below a specific area, and they'll actually make a bridge from one sidewalk to the next with a small raised edge. But they're doing very well. We're not having any issues with the sidewalks at all.
And they're rated, they're wide enough for a wheelchair.
Correct. You know, that is correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's not the easiest by any means, especially when you get to the corners where there is some construction there, but still the access is there. We have had a few issues where some of the buildings have only one entrance, particularly like the Wistie building on the corner, the 101 Quincy Street has only one entrance. So when the sidewalks were being torn up prior to the sidewalks, the temporary sidewalks being placed, there was really no access. They were kind of limited to staying inside the building. That'll again be a bit of an issue as they pour the sidewalks. So we may have to do some timing with the business, and that is in discussion with the project coordinators as well and the paving company.
Now, to put in the new, they have to take away the old. And I know that there's about old coal chutes that are connected to buildings that had to be removed. And then, just sort of digging up the street is almost like an archaeological dig just in itself.
Correct. That's correct. You'd never know what you're going to find. I know that a few of the coal bins have been very difficult to seal up. I know that some of the walls are 4-foot stone walls to get through with the new utilities, the new water supply. There is definitely an unknown every time you dig something up. We have found a few treasures for the city. One of the things that we found was about a 4-foot piece of wooden pipe that was a water pipe at some point in time, and it actually has the female end on it, so a male end would fit up and abut right up against that. And you can smell the tar in the wood, and it's pretty well preserved.
And this is the square.
This was a
too,
square,
right?
Yeah. Correct? Square with a cored out a hollow in the inside. It's almost like it was kind of burned out, or somehow they cored it out. The other thing we found was a brick. The brick is from Indiana Block Company. When we researched that, we found they were in business from 1891 to 1917. And that just rolled out on one of the piles. The other thing is we found two sets of very rusted trolley rails. And the trolley rails were actually found off the street, and they were used as support underneath one of the buildings. So it was not its intended purpose, and perhaps that's why it was not forged. All the rest of them had been forged off with the top layer taken off, but these two rails, it's probably a section of about 10 feet or so, but they are in very good condition, so we'll definitely find a place in the city of Hancock to show those pieces that we found. They're really treasures.
That's amazing. You know, I see a lot of the old pictures of Hancock, and some of them, you know, will have the trolley car, you know, in there, and
right.
Just try to, you know, just picturing that, you know, I would always love to be able to go back in time and
right.
look at those
right.
things. So it's fascinating, you know, the things that you're finding.
Correct.
You know, while you're doing this.
Right. We did find some clothes.
Really?
Underneath there. No body, but we did find some clothes. So that's kind of an interesting find as well. There was no bones or body or anything, but there were clothes buried underneath the middle of the street. So who knows?
All right. Well, let's talk about how this will progress. They're working on the most eastward side block.
Correct.
Right now. How close are we to finishing that?
Within a matter of 2 weeks, we should be finishing. Let me just check the calendar here if I can.
And you were telling me that they're actually ahead of schedule right now.
Correct.
So that's going good.
Correct. That is correct. They are going to start the reservation street curb on Monday, is what the plan is, Monday the 6th.
Okay.
Day after this airs, is that correct?
Correct.
And then once that's done, then they'll continue on and they'll do the Quincy Street curb, and then they'll do a layer of paving. It will not be the final layer. The final layer will be all done at the same time from reservation all the way to the end of Quincy Street by Crist Oil. So it'll be the completed area at the end. So that when this first block is finished, and we're thinking somewhere around the weekend of the 16th or somewhere around that time, that week after we will probably have a bit of a celebration to celebrate the completion of the block. We're not really sure what it is we're going to be doing, but a lot of the businesses and the Hancock Business Association and Professional Association are going to get together, and we're going to plan a very special event to celebrate that.
And if you're one of the drivers who miss going up reservation and then White Street, you know, that would be opened up at that time too,
yes,
correct?
That is correct. That is correct. So that what reservation going up to White Street will be open again, so you don't have to go down to the light anymore and around. The other thing that will be opened up at that time will be the loop going up reservation, the first block of Quincy, and then down Texcoco. So Texcoco traffic would only be one way at that time because it would facilitate that loop. Right now it's two way. So that be on the lookout for temporary changes in traffic flow, you know, as things progress. There is parking right now on Texcoco, and that may or may not change once that first block of Quincy Street is open and you're able to park in front of the businesses.
All right, are you going to celebrate each block as it opens up and goes down the line?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We do have a great list of things that we would like to do, including one night maybe do an outdoor movie theater with kids, popcorn, big screen on one of the buildings, just have great fun, have the kids decorate boxes to look like cars and have an outdoor movie theater. Some of the other things we're going to have the Kvyat dancers coming in August. We'll have many celebrations. We're going to do an art on the street, perhaps like big chalk drawings and making wooden sculptures like birdhouses and feeders and different things like that. So we're just going to try and bring the children and families down to the city, down to Quincy Street.
And if you're a fan of the Hancock Tory, that has not changed. It's still open at its usual time on Wednesdays. And I believe it this past Wednesday it just got started. So
I know that also the other thing that's going to be going on is the Canal Rock. Mm-hmm. We are going to be, our first night is June the 10th with Cheap Therapy. And then every Friday there will be something. The only day that we're not going to be doing anything is the fair weekend, which is August 26th. And then July 15th will be Key Ingredients. And that is in downtown Hancock, where the local businesses, the restaurants and actually the bank and the art center and all the businesses provide food samples and drink samples of different things. And then also we have music. It's a great event. This is our third year. Fantastic day to come out and just stop by and meander down the street and have samples. Okay. Great day.
And if you're used to going over to Hancock to watch the Bridge Fest parade, that route has changed this year, just so that you're aware. They're going to actually start that parade down at Michigan Tech and then come down College Avenue and Sheldon Avenue. And then eventually I think it goes down by the Ambassador where it heads to the Lakeshore Drive. So line up that way if you're going to come out and see that parade. Now, talking with some of the folks from the Parade of Nations, if you're looking far ahead there, they expect to be able to hold the parade in Hancock as normal, correct?
And they should be able to by that time. I know that the lineup is usually near the area in the front of Finlandia. Hopefully by that time they'll be moved down to the next block, the last section that they have to complete, the construction crew. So it should work well.
I want to just say a thank you, I guess, to all the people who are helping with keeping the businesses you mentioned, you call them loyal customers, who are, you know, taking that extra time to go down Hancock Street, turn, park, and then walk to wherever they have to go if they have to. Because, you know, this could have been disastrous for these businesses. And so far it sounds that it's going fairly well as can be expected. But that was all really dependent on whether or not, residents, customers would make that extra effort to still be able to go to those businesses.
Correct. Absolutely. It is really important to support our local businesses. They are our tax base. We really need to support local businesses. We'd hate to have any more empty storefronts in the city of Hancock. Right now, you know, this is a good time if you're interested in doing a business, you know, to get into a building in downtown Hancock. You know, by the time that you have your ideas in order and the building is ready, you know, you will have a beautiful street front. And I thank the business owners for their patience during this time as well. It has been, as I said, something long in the planning, but still it's a considerable sacrifice for their time, their manpower. You know, some of the businesses have kind of change their hours to accommodate this as well, just because there is, it is so difficult to get downtown. But once this is done, which is so close, we're in a matter of, you know, 2 weeks that this first section will be completed. And this first section is really the most congested for businesses, the most congested for all of the utilities, and it will be spectacular when it's done.
I've been told that Hancock Street, this was before I moved up here, but used to be a two-way drive, you know, for a long, long time, and used to have a number of trees that was down to both sides, and it used to be really kind of a beautiful stretch of road to be able to go back and forth. And I know the plan is to revert that back, you know, that to one way, as well as Quincy Street. It's opened up again. I kind of like going the opposite way on Hancock Street right now. It just looks different. It's kind of a nice drive. I get the drive sometimes where there's not as much traffic as most people. You get that when you come to work at 3:45 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, right, but, you know, it's nice. I found it that I actually do like it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I noticed, too, is crossing the street with that center turn lane, at least you have an area where it's kind of a safe zone as you're crossing Hancock Street, because when it's two-way or one-way traffic, pardon me, when it's one-way, it's very difficult to time to get across the street. If you're going into the OHM building, it's very difficult to get across there. Mm. You know, and right now with the traffic light, at least you can kind of get a reprieve for a period of time as well. And two-way traffic is something that, you know, maybe on the table. We're not really sure if this is kind of a trial run to see how we like it. And, you know, perhaps there may be some discussion of that continuing with a business district in downtown Quincy. Not sure yet at this point in time. It's, but it is not off the table for sure.
And for the Quincy Street businesses that are now panicking, don't worry. This is just us talking.
Right.
There's nothing official. Right. Of course, they don't want the traffic coming back downtown.
Right. Right. Actually, some of the business owners have said that too. You know, it's so nice to actually be able to open your door without having to fear of it being ripped off as the vehicles pass by. And, we would still continue to have traffic flow both ways, perhaps, on Quincy Street. But this is, as you say, it's all speculation, and this is a great trial for us to see how this works with two-way traffic on Hancock.
So let's look ahead to when this is all done. Mm-hmm. We've made it to October of this year. Now, the reports have been largely generated from MDOT, they say the work will be completed next summer. Just to clarify, what they're talking about when they say the project will be done next summer,
correct,
is they're looking at the ramp over by the bridge coming,
correct,
you know, coming out of Hancock. That's all going to be redone too. So we'll worry about that headache next year when they start ripping that up. But that's all going to be redone. And I've seen some of the plans. It looks incredible. It's going to be a lot more accessible for both pedestrian and bicycle traffic. And also they're going to do some landscaping so that it looks nicer, you know, as that you take that path going under the bridge to be able to start heading the opposite, you know, back up the Keweenaw Peninsula,
right,
the other,
right,
side.
Right, absolutely. That has been, again, another project that's been in the works for a long time. We have been working on a master plan for the city of Hancock, and part of that includes complete streets and making it more accessible to bikes and pedestrians. And a lot of that initiative has gone into the design of that ramp. So it's a major project. And unfortunately, we have two seasons. We have winter and we have construction here. So that will continue. Also, next year, we're hoping that once the construction on Quincy Street is finished and we get that traffic flow back on Hancock, we're hoping to have a bike lane there and also some bump outs for pedestrians so it's easier to cross. So those are some things that are in the works on Hancock Street as well.
All right. With our last minute or so, then, paint me a picture of what Quincy Street will look like next summer when we go shopping downtown.
Oh, it'll be beautiful. There will be a beautiful area where you can park your bike, you can sit on a beautiful bench, you can enjoy a cup of coffee sitting on a bench looking at the beautiful trees. Historic lighting will be absolutely spectacular when it's done. We are there to preserve and to beautify downtown Quincy. That reconstruction will be well worth it in the end.
I think the first major event to happen downtown Hancock after this is all done will be Santa Walk. Santa will be riding on a brand new fire truck, from what I understand. So everybody will be, you'll have packed crowds. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving, I think, right?
I'm not sure. You know more than I do right now.
Well, a ton of children come, and Santa's at the city hall. I assume they're, it's a tradition. Assume that they would do it as well this year.
I think they decorate cookies, and I think Santa gives away some treats too.
That's going to be a pretty neat time, and what a way to sort of reintroduce, the completed downtown Hancock and Quincy Street to people coming and visiting. So, Deborah, thanks for coming on the program and talking about this. It was a great update.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.